Arnold Brothers, established 1905, created the store. At least that was the belief of thousands of gnomes who had for many generations had lived under the floorboards of Arnold Brothers, established 1905, an old and respected department store. Gnome generations, that is, gnomes live 10 times faster than humans. To them, 10 years is a long lifetime. The store had became their world, a world with a roof and walls. Wind and rain were ancient legends, so were day and night. Now there were sprinkler systems and air conditioners, and their small crowded lives ticked to the clock of opening time, closing time. The seasons of their year were January sales, spring into spring fashions, summer bargains and Christmas fair. Led by the abbot and priesthood of the stationery they worshipped. In a polite, easygoing sort of way, so as not to upset him, Arnold Brothers established 1905, who they believed had created everything, i.e. the store and all the contents therein. Some families of gnomes had grown rich and powerful, and took their names more or less of the store's apartments they lived under. The delicatessen, the ironmongery, the haberdashery, and into the store on the back of the lorry came the last gnomes to live outside. They knew what wind and rain were all right. That's why they tried to leave them behind. Among them were Masklin, Rat Hunter, and Granny Morky and Grimmer, although they were women and didn't really count. And of course there was the Thing. No one quite understood the Thing. Masklin's people had handed it down for centuries. It was very important. That was all they knew. When it came near the electricity in the store, it was able to talk. It said it was a thinking machine from a ship which thousands of years before had brought the gnomes from a far store, or possibly star. It also said it could hear electricity talk, and one of the things the electricity was saying was that the store would be demolished in 3 weeks. It was Masklin who suggested that the gnomes leave the store on a lorry. He found, oddly enough, that actually working out how you could drive a giant lorry was the easiest part. The hardest part was getting people to believe that they could do it.